This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Brooklyn won against the Clippers in double overtime, 127-122. In the NHL, the Rangers beat Carolina 3-2. Buffalo edged Ottawa 5-4. Philadelphia beat Boston in a shootout 3-2. And Winnipeg won against New Jersey 3-2. Colgate won its home opener with a 91-68 victory over Division III Union College on Tuesday night in the Holy City Hoops Classic. Meanwhile, Marist beat UMass Lowell 81-69. The New York Mets are reportedly going to retain the services of Yoenis Cespedes after he tested the free agency market for the second straight year. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press the outfielder has agreed to a $110 million four-year contract to stay with the Mets. The Chicago Cubs and outfielder John Jay have agreed to an $8 million one-year contract, likely signaling the end of free agent Dexter Fowler's time with the World Series champions. Boston Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello has won the American League Comeback Player of the Year award, while Washington third baseman Anthony Rendon has received the NL honor. The Colombian soccer team that was scheduled to play the ill-fated Brazilian club in a South American championship says it's offering the title to the rivals whose plane has crashed. The Medellin-based team says it's asked the South American Soccer Confederation to award the title in honor of the Brazilian team that was aboard a plane that went down with the loss of 71 of the 77 people aboard. Three team members were among the six that survived. The NFL has suspended Buffalo Bills offensive tackle Sean-Charles Henderson for 10 games for what the player's agent tells the Associated Press stems from his client using marijuana to relieve the effects of Crohn's disease. The Bills announced the league notified them on Tuesday of Henderson's suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. It's Henderson's second suspension this year after he served a four-game ban to start the season. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.